Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino, Thursday, April 11, 2024. Sit back and relax because we're going to have some fun here, as always. Let's start off with this on my pre-market report. So this producer price index or wholesale inflation number came out this morning, and guess what? Wholesale prices are higher as well. Not much. 0.2% in March. Lovely, fantastic, and I guess we should all be jumping for joy. Look, yesterday was really a big tell in my view as to where we are going with regard to inflation. I showed you the chart of the money velocity, how we're starting to see this kick up here, and the reason for that is not because our economy is any stronger, it's because all of these extra bills that have been created. As a matter of fact, let me just show it to you real quick in case you forgot. This is the chart. Going back to 1960 over here, historic low over here with regard to the money velocity or the rate at which cash moves to the economy. Now we're starting to kick up here. That's alarming. It should alarm you because this is exactly what we said would happen, I don't know, a decade ago. Eventually, when this would change, it would turn around, we would start to see inflation start to creep up, and you would see this exact thing as, again, all of these bills that have been created over the last X amount of years, especially over the last three presidents here in the United States, would start chasing the same, or in this case, a lesser amount of goods. It's a pretty dire situation here. And then we got the fact that no one wants to buy the debt. That report came out yesterday. I talked to you about it. If you didn't see the video I did yesterday, post-market, check that out. But this morning is kind of interesting. We got the 10-year yield that came down just a little bit. We're at 4.6 yesterday over that. Now we're at about 4.53. We have the dollar on a relative strength basis coming down just a little bit here. So, you know, the market is maybe digesting this. Look, I know for a fact, and you do too, at least I hope you do, the way this must play out. That is, again, how central banks have us by the throat, have the economy by the throat, and they're going to finish what they started. They're going to continue to inflate. They're going to look for every avenue to inflate. And that means expanding war as well, greatly expanding war. Again, where does the cash come from to fund war? We don't have it. There is not a single developed nation on the planet that has a war chest. It all has to be borrowed into existence right from the central bank, and they are more than happy to lend. You know how this works. The more debt a central bank is called on to issue, the stronger they become, not the weaker. Okay, that was that big lie piece of propaganda that was being put out during the Trump administration. Why is President Trump inflating the debt the way that he is? You know, it's the actual numbers during his tenure is $7.8 trillion. He almost spent as much as the other freak before him, the Obama creature, okay, which was like 8.1 or 8.2 trillion here, but it's all part of the game. And now I'm laughing. The back and forth nonsense here between Bidenstein creature and Trump, who's just as much of a creature here, pointing his finger at Biden, will not tell you that this is the Federal Reserve. Can't tell you that, okay? He thinks you're stupid. So if you worship this man, and I know a lot of you do, realize that he thinks you're dumb. Although I happen to know you're not dumb at all. Anyway, let's cover a couple of other things today. So we got cryptocurrencies catching a bid, Bitcoin back over 70,000, almost 71,000, gold and silver getting a bit higher. I already told you about the 10-year yield and the dollar. We got crude under a little pressure here, but hold on a minute. Hold that thought. Look at this headline here. What do you think of this? Okay, this is a promise. This is not an if here. They're setting this up. Expect this to happen because, again, war must expand. And this is not going to be real. This is going to be staged 100%. There's going to be a blast of several bombs going off or however it may be. Of course, they're going to point their finger, but they've done this themselves here in collusion with, of course, the United States. This is all going to be staged here. It's not real. But they're going to tell you it's real like everything else, unfortunately. Now, let me show you something else real quick. Let me show you a couple of other lovely things here. Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this, people. So, where is it here? Oh, yeah. This is our lovely friend Cramer. Kramer says that inflation is not as bad as we think it is. Kramer says the hot CPI data, yesterday's inflation report, may not reflect the reality of inflation. CNBC's Jim Cramer on Wednesday questioned whether this report was accurate. These headline CPI numbers do not reflect reality as I see it. Man's a multi-millionaire. I guess he doesn't shop and can't. You know, see, look, this is another freak here, okay? I used to have a little respect for this guy years ago. It's gone now, all right? He's a propagandist, obviously, and is spreading more fake news. So, you know, to keep everybody dumbed down, of course. But you see, we do shop, Jim, okay? We know the reality of the situation. We are listening to our own eyeballs and ears and everything else here. So what do you think of Jim Cramer here? Usually do the opposite of what this guy says, and you'll probably be fine. Again, this is Trump slamming Biden for the inflationary nightmare that we are currently in, which is going to get a lot worse, but he's just as equally responsible. All right. Can't tell you that, and also cannot point his finger at the Federal Reserve. Now, people, you and I have talked about commodities for a very long time. Just this morning, check your inbox, okay? If you subscribe to my free newsletter, it's in your inbox right now. I sent it out to everybody. A list on commodity exchange traded funds. I can't stress this enough. You need exposure to commodities here, period. And copper is one of them. Here's a piece of copper right here. Greg does own copper as well. So this is CNBC. Copper prices climb to 2024 high as, well, Citi calls this the start of the metal second bull market this century. I'm here to let you in on a little secret, in case you don't know. We are going to see a run in commodities that are going to make people's heads spin around like The Exorcist like 10 times. Okay, cash is going to eventually move, as you all know. Debt market meltdown, it's going to crush world stock markets. Cash is going to bleed out of the debt market, bleed out of the stock market. It's going to make its way into commodities, people. So I don't know another way to put it. I've been beating this to death as of late. I've done everything in my power to possibly, that I can possibly think of to try to get you guys and girls on the right side of this, at least keep you there right now. You are allowed to have your own opinion on this. If you think I'm wrong with regard to commodities, please let me know. Tell me why I'm wrong. I'd appreciate that. Look, I'm not too old to learn a new trick here. But I can't imagine another scenario here. You know my ultimate favorite commodity on the planet. This is real money. Okay, it's not a commodity. Gold as well here. But you're going to see commodities across the board skyrocket. Now, what I would suggest, and again, I'm not telling you to do anything. Do your own research on this. If you're going to invest in an exchange-traded fund that allows you exposure to commodities, I'd be looking for one that offers you a broad basket of exposure here. Not just to one or two commodities. There are some that are very specific, and again, that I did put a couple of those out in the lists that I sent to all of you, but I also sent a couple that will give you exposure to a broad basket of commodities here. So I know there's a lot of talk about a commodity super cycle. Forget about super cycle. This is going to be something that is just, these are real things, okay? Other than this imaginary market, which is basically all based off of derivatives. It's a nightmare scenario unfolding right before our eyes here. So commodities exposure, absolutely, people. You know this. I've been telling you this forever. And if you haven't yet started to do this, start now. Again, do yourself a favor. You want to do yourself a really good favor today? Pick up a piece of silver. Just one, okay? Start. If you haven't yet, start today. Start now. Or if you want something that's cheaper, how about copper, okay? If you have a very limited budget here. But you need exposure. How do I say this another way, people? Honestly. All right, look, I think we got this covered. Stock futures this morning are slightly in the red. We'll see how this turns around. Trading doesn't start for about 40 minutes from the time I am doing this. I wanted to wait for the CPI numbers to come out. Again, it does show wholesale prices rising, but it could have been worse. These numbers anyway, okay? But I'm going by what they're allowing us to know. And I still believe in my heart of hearts that central banks are going to cut rates several times. The Fed's going to cut rates three times this year, I would say. More than likely beginning in June. I think there's an 80% chance of that. July at the absolute latest, it's going to happen because central banks, again, are going to strangle us to death even more by inflating. That's their strength. That's their power. And you can count on whatever freak is selected to sit behind the Resolute desk is going to play right into the central bank and make them even stronger. I don't care if it's the creature sitting there now or it's Donald Trump. Count on it, okay? The Fed will become more powerful than they are. And these creatures, both of them, and the one before him and the one before that, have done everything in their power to make the Federal Reserve, in this case, the strongest institution on the face of the planet Earth, in case you may have a doubt about that. I know some of you do, but you're off in some delusionary state, unfortunately. Maybe one day you'll wake up, but I doubt it. All right, look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. We covered a lot of important stuff here. Watch for this. Watch for this attack to happen. Again, it's going to be a false flag. It's not going to be what it seems to be. Nothing is what it seems to be. It's going to be staged. And then they're going to say, it's their fault why the debt market is coming apart. It's their fault why the inflation continues to rise. Scarcity of resources. This is going to happen, okay? Just be ready for it from every possible angle, all right? Love you a lot. I will see you later on 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. That's all.